So this episode is, I guess, kind of dedicated to someone and for someone, even though it's for me as well. And this person, his name is Maitland, he's a friend of mine. This is his favourite song. So we went for a walk around King's Park today, which was beautiful. It was cold and grey. There's a picture on Instagram if you want to check it out of the monument there with the eternal flame. And we walked all through the bushland and looked at the trees and talked and talked and talked. And we talked about music and we talked about lots of different music. But he did mention that this is one of his favourite songs. So I've put a few versions here. This first version is Passenger. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division is the song. And the second cover is by Susanna and the Magical Orchestra. Really like that version. And then the last one is, of course, the original by Joy Division. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Thanks, Maitland. Thanks for being such a sport and letting me use your voice and your story and turn you into an episode. Boom! You've been Georgie D'd.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low, resentment rides high and emotions won't grow. We're changing our ways, taking different roads. And love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again.
Alright, so back in the day, warriors go out looking for honey because we have a native honeybee, which looks like a little black fly. It doesn't have a sting, so when you find the hives, it's put your hand in there and get them, and you're fine and good.
Because you didn't have any Mars bars.
Yeah, no Mars bars or anything like that. Okay. And anyway, warriors go out looking for the honey. And, you know, you can find these beehives, old, empty anthills, trees, of course, crevices in, you know, cliff face.
And that's where they build their hives.
Yeah. Well, what the warriors didn't know, the white fellas come along and they landed here. Now, when the white fellas came, they also brought along some bitees.
The European bee.
Yes, the European honeybee. And as we all know, those bad boys have a big sting. And you don't want to pop one of them in your mouth, man. And anyway, so they come along and they started putting up their hives, building their hives. The warriors, they come along, they go looking all over the place. And all of a sudden, eventually they find a beehive and a bunch of trees, right? So first of all, they try and get it down, right? So they shake the tree. Yawn, mignon, that don't work, right? So they find some bundis.
What's a bundi?
Rock. Yeah, bundi, yeah. Bummers or, yeah, or rocks. So they pick them rocks up, try and throw, don't work. They try and jump up to knock it down, don't work. So they all getting frustrated. And how are they going to get the beehive down? So they think, oh yeah, we'll pull out our chainsaws. Oh. No. Only kids.
Boomerang.
No. Codge. Axe.
Oh.
So they pulled out their codge, axe, and they start going around chopping the tree down.
Oh.
Next minute, the tree falls down.
Yeah.
So all dive in there to get the honey from the beehive. Next minute, one of them slaps, like get bitten, don't know what for. And they all start getting bitten. What they'd found, to their surprise, was a beehive of the European honeybee. And they get stung to the shit house and they take off.
So is this your dance?
Yeah, we do a dance to it.
Based on that story?
Yeah.
That's so cool, because I can see all the actions.
Yeah, kids
coming.
Love it.
I thought the native, I was misled to believe that the native bee was a solitary creature and didn't build hives.
Apparently from what I've been told, they actually do, they can do.
Wow, okay. I only heard that from like one person, I think. Yeah. Hey, I went to the there's markets. Thanks for that, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
Amazing story.
Appeal that we've kept through.
in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Is it something so good? Just can't function no more. When love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
Amazing story. There's markets on the street near the ferry in South Perth on Sundays.
Okay.
And there was a beekeeper there yesterday. And I went up to him and had a chat, had a yarn. And I said, can I taste your honey? And I tasted it. And I said, oh, that's wildflower. And he goes, how do you know? And I said, I worked in a honey shop for years, man. I've got a really good palate for honey. And he goes, okay, what's this one then? And he gave me another one. And I said, that tastes like Jarrah, but there's something else going on. He goes, very good. It's Jarrah, and there's a touch of red gum. So, yeah, he was pretty impressed, yeah. So I got to the stage where...
So how long did you work?
5 years I worked there, part-time. I worked 6 days a week, Maitland, for 5 years. It nearly fucking killed me.
Wow.
Single parent. I rented a huge house at the time, but like the one I'm in now, but it had so much gardening. So the only day off I had was Saturday. I was teaching full time and working at the honey shop all day Sunday. And on Saturdays, I would be shopping, cooking, cleaning, laundering, fucking gardening. That's when I got really sick at the end of that, actually. I think I overdid it. But I saved money. I bought my young fella an $800 Casio keyboard for his music. And do you know when I gave it to him? Do you know what I did?
What?
I was like, you know what, Kyam? Mummy's worked really hard to save this money. I've worked every day at the honey shop for the last 3 years, and I finally saved up all this money, so I had the actual money in my hand. And I was like, and I want you to understand what hard work is and how hard that was. And he goes, I don't want it. I don't want it. Don't spend it on me. And I was like, oh, maybe I went a little bit too far with that lesson. Oh, dear.
Thank you.
radio. Dance, 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 dance to the radio. Oh, I was alive when the going gets tough.